Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Welcome to another episode of Just Talking, brought to you by In.com. My name's Kritika. It's very likely books have been replaced by online platforms for you. Heck, it's 2019, so it's very likely that Netflix is your best friend. You probably renew your subscription with more enthusiasm than getting your ass out of home on a weekend. So on this podcast, we're going to be talking about a few movies that are available online, aren't the biggest commercial movies, but are still amazing in their own right. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. The first thing that's incredible about this movie is the soundtrack. A whole bunch of artists have been featured, and David Bowie's song Space Oddity is sort of a recurring theme throughout the movie. It talks about a man named Walter Mitty, played by Ben Stiller, who leads two lives. One for real and one in his head. It's a comedy drama film and it follows Walter Mitty's adventures as he tries to keep his job and discovers himself in a lot more through the course of the film. If you've ever felt like a misfit or sometimes think that people just don't get you, watching this movie will make you feel great about yourself. Kirsten Wiig is in it too, and although she's in there throughout the movie, her role is kind of significant, you'll see. Ben Stiller is so sincere in this role, you'll really identify with a man going through a professional and personal crisis, and you really want him to overcome his problems. Once again, the music is great, and you can also hit up the playlist online right now if you can't watch the movie anytime soon. Kerry Russell made a big move, from being a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse dancer on TV to doing roles that earned her Golden Globe and Emmy nominations. In 2007, she did this movie called Waitress. It was an independent film and a comedy drama about food and cooking. It debuted at the Sundance Film Festival that same year, and although it wasn't really made on a huge budget, critics had great things to say about it. It released at a time when there were many blockbusters, and this was kind of refreshing because it was a story of a regular woman who loved baking pies and was going to be a mother. And what's nice about this movie is that it's the story of a woman's struggle, but it's not depressing or anything. It has some really funny bits. Also, it was kind of unfortunate that Adrian Shelley, who wrote and directed the film and also co-starred in it, died before it came to people's notice. This was also adapted on stage and turned into a musical. If you get a chance to watch Waitress, you definitely should. Not a very light-hearted movie, but it hits the right spot if you like documentaries and movies inspired by true events and people. Laura Poitras, a filmmaker, received encrypted emails from someone who had information about the government surveillance programs. Anybody would be curious, so she took her camera, and when she went to Hong Kong along with journalist Glenn Greenwald, they discovered that the guy who sent the emails was Edward Snowden. It has shots of Snowden in his hotel room in Hong Kong, and the movie shows how the courses of all three of their lives, Laura Poitras, Glenn Greenwald, and Edward Snowden, change in a matter of weeks, with all of them either unwilling or unable to return to the United States of America. This was kind of considered a wake-up call with its bold and straightforward narrative of world events that was supposed to be a secret. If you've read about all these issues online, the movie might not tell you too much you don't know since it came out a few years back, but you get to see Edward Snowden himself. Citizen 4 also received the Academy Award for the Best Documentary at the 2015 Oscars. Drew Barrymore decided to direct a film and it turned out to be about a sport. But it wasn't about football or baseball or other American obsessions. It's something we've seen very little of, roller derby, and this movie is called Whip It. It's got a great cast. Ellen Page plays the lead. It's also got Alia Shawkat, Drew Barrymore herself, Jimmy Fallon and Kristen Wiig amongst others. Shauna Cross first wrote this as a book called Derby Girl, and she was trying to turn this into a movie when Drew Barrymore came across it and wanted to get involved. They hired real-life rollers and got them to be a part of the film. So only the cast members had to learn how to roller skate, but it must have been more fun than work. The movie soundtrack has like 58 tracks, and all of them are from different genres. You'll hear the Ramones, Dolly Parton, MGMT, Apollo Sunshine, and even Radiohead. Whip It, Drew Barrymore's directorial debut, full of cliches but equally fun. This isn't a movie about the savior of humankind, the son of God, although it's called The Last Supper. This was a movie that came out in 1995 and is a black comedy film. It tells you the story of a bunch of liberal students who live together in a house and decide to invite conservative people to dinner, giving them a chance to change their minds and killing them if they didn't. It's been directed by Stacey Title and also stars Cameron Diaz as one of the students. It was made on a really small budget but was still progressive for its times. This was way back in 1995. I doubt it would even release today because everybody likes taking offense at the drop of a hat. This one's called Last Supper. You'll find other films with the same title, so look for the one with Cameron Diaz in it. We've all been to high school, and although our schools aren't as dramatic as the ones we see in movies from the West, what are the chances we all had a cheerleader kind of girl in our school? Someone all the guys had a crush on, who thought the world revolved around her. Now take this cheerleader and put her in a rehab. A rehab to rid her of lesbian tendencies. That's what this movie is about. It's called But I'm a Cheerleader, and tells you the story of a 17-year-old girl who's sent to camp by her family because they think lesbianism can be taken out of a person's system. There have been other movies of late that sort of follow this premise, but this one came out way back in 1999, when movies and discussions about LGBTQ rights weren't as open as they are today. Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe were in a more recent one called Boy Erased, where they send their son to a gay conversion camp, but it's much more serious when compared to But I'm a Cheerleader. Sherry Baby stars Maggie Gyllenhaal in a role that gave her nominations and wins across a whole bunch of awards. It's the story of a woman who used to be addicted to heroin, is back from rehab, and is trying to bring her life back on track. Maggie Gyllenhaal plays the role to perfection and received the attention and appreciation of a lot of critics because she's so invested in the role of a woman who was on self-destruction mode but is trying to put back all the pieces of the puzzle back together. It's a really moving film, not one that'll leave you in great spirits, but the style of movie making is also quite commendable because it pays attention to really small details and you become really involved in the emotional scenes. It's been made so well. It came out more than a decade back. Try and watch it when you're not kind of low yourself, or it might take a toll on you. Sherry Baby, starring Maggie Gyllenhaal. You always associate Seth Rogen with funny movies, but in 2011 he was in this movie with Michelle Williams, a full-on drama, a Canadian one no less, and it's called Take This Waltz. It's the story of a couple whose relationship is on the rocks. Seth Rogen plays the husband and is as exposed as you've ever seen him on screen. We don't get to see that so often. Michelle Williams plays a woman who's trying to figure what best she wants and how sometimes being married can't stop you from falling in love with someone else. The movie also has Luke Kirby. He's the guy who plays comedian Lenny Bruce in the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel series. Take This Waltz, not a dance movie, complete drama, but made beautifully. Talks about all the grey areas, not just the black and white on relationships. These are just some of the movies that you can watch online. All of us love recommendations, but all the online platforms kind of take care of that for us. There's autoplay and suggestions always pop up, and before you know it, you're involved in a brand new series or movie with a brand new set of characters. If you have any other favorites, make sure you leave them in the comments below. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com. My name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.